Hi, Alicia back again with episode 5 of The Wonder Scribes. Did you take time last week to ponder over how magic exists in your life and how you can choose to see its existence? If you did, I'd love to hear your thoughts and feedback or any realizations that you had. So please let me know, send me a message on social media, or you can contact me on my website at aliciaseymour.com. Now on to this week's theme, which is love. Love is the all-powerful force in our universe. It's what runs through our veins, keeping us alive and connected to those who mean the most to us. The definition of love is an intense feeling of deep affection. We all know this feeling well, and I think this week will be one that we can all relate to. So let's get started with the wonders around love. Wonder number one. Love is the force that keeps the universe alive. Because of its existence, we are able to live, thrive, and build relationships. With it, we are complete and connected to everyone and everything, but without it, we are nothing. I think most of us have been in love before, and most of us have also had our heart broken by someone we care deeply for. We know the excitement, joy, and connection that comes with that relationship. But we also know the struggle, pain, and heartache that can come if it ends. Yet without love, we wouldn't feel anything at all. So I don't know about you, but I would rather experience the trials that love brings than to feel nothing at all. Wonder number two. We feel the energy move through us when we are fully expressed from love. Our lives ignite and every experience is hued in magnificent color. Realization burns in our hearts when we remember the unrequited gift from our Creator. Love isn't only for romantic relationships, of course. We all have dozens of family, friends, children, and parents that we love tremendously. When we give that love and also receive it back from those who we give it to, it brings a new perspective to our lives, one that's filled with light and gratitude, one that helps us grow and become better people. The most powerful love of all is the love our Creator has for us. And when we return that love, our lives reach the ultimate peak where anything is limitless. Wonder number three. Expand our hearts to love fully, unconditionally, and to receive the same from others. We hear the songs from the heavens rejoicing in our coming. And love is no longer a thought or concept separate from us, but all that we are. Probably the most important thing to understand about love is that it's not something that stands aside from us as an object or an idea. It lives within us. When we can be love, emanate love in every moment, we bring that light from within and cast it onto others. This is how we connect and lift others up. Love doesn't have to extend only to those that we know well and care about. It can also be given to strangers with a simple gesture like a smile or a hug. For this week's recommendation, I want to share another podcast from someone I admire a lot and who's taught me a lot through his work. Brenda Burchard is a top coach for high performers around the world, but he also has his priorities straight because he puts everything into the world from a place of love. And you can find him by either Googling his name, Brenda Burchard. The episode is called How to Attract More Love. Or you can click the link in the show notes that I've provided for you and it'll take you right to it. I hope that he inspires you in love today. And I hope that this episode of The Wonder Scribes has also inspired you. That's it for this week. Please leave a review to help other wonderers find this podcast if you're enjoying it, and share it with others who you think may also enjoy it. I can't do it without your support, and it means everything to me. Until next time, fellow wanderer, remember to wonder deeply and dream greatly.